and Bell.
Oh, okay.
Presented by Findlay Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There is a lot of college football news that we are going to get to. The show was just discussing the decision by Ty Simpson, Alabama's quarterback, to declare basically for the NFL. And I was asking Day-Day and O and Mike, I'm like, am I wrong on this? Like, I get it. He's got a lot of talent. There may be a lot of upside there. But projection-wise, guys, he may be a late first round, but certainly a second round pick. And, Mike, I think he might be leaving a lot of money on the table by not going back to Alabama. He's a one and done now, basically one good year, right. And then he's moving on. But I was just like, 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And, of course, they made it to the college football playoff and won that you know, first round game against Oklahoma, and then they lost to Indiana. I don't know, man. I'm looking at this, and we're in an age now where you can stay in college.
Right. And make money.
Make money.
And get better at your job.
Yes.
I'm with you. Jalen Milroe should have stayed. Jalen Milroe's going to be a fullback. I mean, they're not even going to use him as a quarterback. You know what I mean? Jacob Coker had 1 year with the Cardinals.
Yes.
You remember him? Jacob Coker was a one-year guy with Alabama. Good, solid quarterback in Saban's system. So, yeah, I'd stay, son. Stay and get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's options there. That's why, I mean, Trinidad Chambliss is so fascinating if he can get that other year. You know, and then yes, please. Anybody out there would be all over that. Anthony Richardson should have stayed. Classic example.
Should have stayed.
He may never start another game in the NFL.
No, I know the way this is looking. I don't think the Colts fully believe in him. There's no way. After Daniel Jones came and took his job.
When they're rolling Philip Rivers and not giving you, how's your eyeball? No, you're fine. We'll go with Philip Rivers.
He's got a patch on. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. As we talk about the coaching carousel in the NFL, including our position as far as the Falcons and trying to, you know, bring in the right guy, man. It's a huge decision. It's going to be one of the biggest hires we've had. And I think it sets us up for the next decade. I've been saying it all week. I know a lot of people think that may be an over-exaggeration. It's not. Screw this up. We're back in this thing in a couple of years, and we've not done anything. And guess what? All this young talent we've got, wasted.
See, the thing, and we were just talking about this with a couple of guys on text earlier, and you and I were just chatting off the air, is I was joking around with Carl because I just got some Jameis Winston memorabilia arrive yesterday. Day-Day from the glory days. It's when we beat Clemson in 13. I was at the game. It was beautiful. But anyway, regardless, would you go roll the dice if Cousins is in fact gone and that was the cap dump that Joel Corey told it was, to bring in a guy like Jameis who's good for maybe 4 or 5 games until Penix Jr. is ready? And then would the fan base be cool with a one-year audition to Penix Jr. and either he's right or he's wrong? And would the fan base be cool with that? Because I know half our fan base feels he hasn't had a fair shake. But, I mean, does this include a new OC coming in and saying, look, there's some things that you're going to have to do, Michael, which is get under center. You know, and everybody runs pistol. We get that. But you can't be in shotgun the whole game. This isn't playing in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think the fan base would have the patience for that?
Well,
because that could set you back a little bit as far as wins and losses.
I think, Mike, moving forward with Michael Penix, and look, he's going to get another shot with whatever coaching staff. My guess is, Mike, even if you bring in another quarterback, but I think he's got to be challenged.
Right.
He's got to be challenged in a way that maybe he's never been challenged. And I don't mean by just his skill set. I'm talking about, like, hey, if it is, let's just say Clint Kubiak, okay? Example. We're not saying he gets the job. Guys, he's going to be under center. That's the offense. We're running these plays. This is play action. This is going to set you up for success. You're going to be under center. He's got to be challenged in a way that, regardless of what Raheem said about being comfortable, I get that. Doesn't mean you still don't run some of those things, pistol, whatever you might like. But you also have to challenge them to understand how this is going to help you in the long term. And the example that Mike and I always use is our own Matt Ryan. When Kyle Shanahan came in here and said, hey, we're going to do some things differently. Yeah. And Matt was like, excuse me? what are you talking about? I'm in the shotgun, baby. I throw this thing around. I'm averaging 4,500 yards a year. And Kyle was like, trust me.
Naked bootlegs. We're going to do a little more play action. A lot more stuff happening here.
Trust me.
Right.
And he became an MVP.
Right.
So that's what has to happen with Michael when we talk about, we think he's talented enough, Mike, the arm talent, all that stuff. But I don't feel like, with all the flaws that we had with our former offensive coordinator and Zach Robinson, I don't know if he challenged him in that way.
Yeah, I just don't. I feel, and I'll die on this hill. Zach thought he's going to have 2 to 3 years with Kirk Cousins. And by the time Penix is ready to go, Zach's ready to go as a fully rounded offensive coordinator. Remember, he was a rookie offensive coordinator. He never called plays in the league. So that's just something to think about. The thing about Penix Jr., speaking to Matt Ryan, if and when he's confirmed to be this new team president, Matt may have said a lot of positive things about Michael Penix the last year and a half.
True.
Does Matt think Michael Penix Jr. is the guy?
Yeah.
You know, and when you're interviewing the coach and the general manager, does the Sportology consultants tell Arthur Blank you got to move on from Michael Penix Jr.? Or does Sportology tell Arthur what he wants to hear? Oh, no, we can work. You can get somebody to fix Penix Jr. See, these are the questions. I don't know. I'm not sure how people look at Michael Penix Jr. outside of 285.
Let me ask this, too. It's Dukes and Bill. Because I'm so hooked on Harbaugh. Like, I will be disappointed when it all comes down and he's somewhere else because I'm going to be like, we had a chance. It's rare when the job is open and you've got a chance to go get a dude like this.
But Giants are all over it. New York media is making it sound like it's going to drop.
Because they understand what they need. But let me ask you this. With the new front office, don't you want an experienced coach? That's a lot of inexperience that'll be going on, Mike. When you talk about hiring one of these young guys, bringing in a potential president of, and even if it's Matt, but if it's not, somebody else from another organization, and then you're talking about, you know, a GM who I guess is going to probably have experience, I'm guessing, but it may not be. A lot of times GMs, like Terry Fontenot, get elevated from player personnel jobs, Mike, and they haven't run a team like this. Wouldn't an experienced coach help you in that area?
Well, in case you're wondering, DaCosta, you mentioned Eric DaCosta, the former Ravens. I mean, the Ravens GM, the former head coaches at Harbaugh. They had a great relationship. They were tight. DaCosta said, he's the only coach I want to work with until he didn't. So how important is if you bring a coach? See, that's why I want to see clarity. Either hire the general manager and it's your way or the highway and let that roll. Because we've seen enough of this push and pull with this team.
Yeah.
You know, we went to it with Arthur Smith and with Terry Fontenot. So whose vision? That's why, I mean, Arthur had this whole 6-paragraph email to the fans, and okay, so how do we streamline it? By adding more layers?
He's going to add more to that tomorrow.
One friggin' guy.
He's going to add more to that.
By the way, if there's a stenographer, he's going to have carpal tunnel. Arthur's going to talk for an hour. Anyway, as far as the Falcons, yeah, these are the questions. Are the Falcons bringing a coach in with the agenda of Penix, we believe in him and you will fix him? Or it's wide open, and you give us your no-nonsense evaluation. What do you think of Penix Jr.? I have a hard time thinking that's going to be what they say.
Didn't Michael tell us, Penix, Mike, didn't he tell us that he had spent time with Matt Ryan?
Yes. Yeah. And Matt's going to take one for the team and say the right things. Or Matt truly,
what do you say,
or truly believes
in Matt's like, this kid can't play, man.
Matt's on CBS. What's he going to say? You know, I talked to Michael Penix Jr., man, he's trash. He just doesn't have it. Can't play under center, really has bad field vision, terrible decision making.
What is he going to say?
But hopefully it's legit and he does believe in him and we got to fix it. But, I mean, that was the why did Raheem get fired? He hired the wrong assistants.
He did. That's it. That's the bottom line. 404-726-0929. Tomorrow, by the way, we are at the Atlanta Boat Show, guys, down at the Georgia World Congress Center. But we will also have plenty of things coming out of Arthur Blank's press conference tomorrow, as Mike and I will be there and talking to all the folks and you know, bringing you the latest. Look, this moves this story forward. Right now, we know where we're at. We know what we're looking for. We know what jobs are open.
Mm-hmm.
What is Arthur going to say tomorrow, specifically, Mike, that helps us understand what he, along with, you know, Greg Beatles now, the new president, okay, Rich is out.
Right.
What are they looking for when it comes to these positions, and how does that look under Greg Beatles? I think, guys, by the way, that's something that we shouldn't discount. I think we've gotten used to Rich McKay and these decisions, Mike, over the years, and we kind of know which way they were going to go. I don't know at this point because Greg's going to have a lot of say and has a voice in that room now, much bigger than he has. I think that's something to think about. Many of you may not know who the hell Greg Beatles is, but I'm telling you, our new president is not going to sit back and go, hey, I'll let you guys figure it out. He is going to be on the line now
is
and responsible.
He? You think? I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to find out. I mean, that's why with this team, got a chance to get it right. Arthur did write that big open letter that talked about, you know, they reviewed their process. And again, the Sportology folks were reviewing everything, how decisions are made. And it sounds like, I don't know, what are the file, the dossier that they hand him, say, too many chefs? The process is just too convoluted? So how do we fix it? How do we streamline it moving forward?
Well, you just mentioned, like, you're saying that you don't think Beatles will have a say. Like, what are you going to do, fire Rich McKay when you're telling us he's not with the organization?
Right.
You're going to fire the people that you've put in power and have titles now that are responsible for your football operations. That's allegedly, according to Arthur Blank, that's Greg.
All right.
Like, and all the people who fall under him. That's all I'm saying. Look, I don't think you can just dismiss having new voices in the room. I hope, Mike, that's the case.
Guys, hit me up with the text. Sounds like you don't try. No, I don't. I got to see this. I got to be. Yes. Got to prove it to
it's
me.
True.
You got 8 years of dysfunction with this franchise.
Which is why they're changing the structure.
We said it. We all love Arthur Blank. Two things can be true. The greatest humanitarian in town, altruistic, but doesn't know how to run a football team. So you just spend all this money on the consultants to tell you how to streamline your process. Are you going to see it through? Are you not going to meddle? You know, he tells us, I'm not a meddler, so we'll see. Look, there's a great opportunity here. This team has got a lot of talent. I mean, it's a huge crossroads. The one thing that makes this job less attractive than others is just the quarterback situation, but that's a short term. But here's the thing. If you don't get it right, and you've seen it, Dolphins went through it between Marino and even Tua's not. They're not even sold on him going into this next season.
No.
You can go decades without having your quarterback right.
404-726-0929. Follow us, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Hawks do play the Pelicans tonight. The only reason you should be interested in this game is we want to beat the hell out of them. Hope they continue to lose, Mike, so we can secure this first overall pick in the draft.
Trey is apparently not going to dress, and Carl and I were just talking.
Whoa, what? I thought he was questionable.
I'm waiting for Orrin to hit state your source.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he's not going to
state your source?
I just saw him putting up shots up in Toronto.
He's not playing.
Huh?
He's not playing.
He's not
state
ready.
State your source.
Trey is now going to let you see what the Hawks are without him.
And state your source.
That game against the Raptors, they were horrible. So look, you know, we've talked about Trey, and again, I must use this phrase 7,000 times a week now. Two things are going to be true. Trey is a guy that never got the support he needed, and now he's going to be gone. Because
we played too slow.
They now feel he doesn't fit. But you better get it right. Now, is the rest of that locker room just kind of rolling their eyes with Trey and just waiting for him to be gone? Well, is Quinn Snyder going to be able to push the right buttons? Are we just going to get simply expiring contracts and draft picks for Trey? Because nobody's going to – he wants to go to Minnesota and Brooklyn. They said thanks, no thanks.
Brooklyn!
So Trey ain't never going to wear another Hawks uniform on that floor, man. You agree with that?
I feel like up until the trade deadline – here's the other thing. Why am I going to endanger the rest of my season playing for y'all when I know I'm not going to be playing for y'all? I'm just telling you what it is. Like, we don't like it. But if I'm up out of here February 5th, Mike, if I told you right now, by the way, you won't be on the radio February 5th. You're not giving your energy to this like you normally would,
no.
And Trey's not going to either.
Oh,
and that doesn't make him a bad guy, by the way. That's just the nature of the business.
I was just going to say. No, the Trey, guys, a couple of things. He grew up. He's matured. Unfortunately, this year, Murphy's Law, we never got to see this sample size, which I thought would go up to the trade deadline. See what Trey looks like with a great team. Porzingis is never going to play. I don't know. When was he going to be on the floor? Speaking of a guy you got to get off this roster.
He played, didn't he? Didn't he play in the Toronto game the other night when they got blasted?
Yeah.
So he's back.
So is that one game in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But anyway, and we'll get into this. We got all week to talk about it. But it just feels like this thing has come to a head. And Ansi Saleh is just going to, one way or the other, is going to move on from this. And then the great debate will now rage. What will the Hawks be without Trey? And what will Trey do somewhere else?
Yeah.
And some guys will have to be Wizards fans, it sounds like. I don't know.
And I know some of you are like, man, I don't get it. If I was him, I'd play and show out. He has shown out. He's had moments. His numbers speak for themselves.